Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
On what is a truly, truly awesome sports day, how are you? It is the midday show, Benigno and Roberts. One more day and Joe returns Galilee tomorrow. He is doing well. Minor medical procedure, and he'll be ready to go tomorrow. Ernie Acosta, Dove Kramer on the other side. We're broadcasting to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses are only at ShopRite. Before we get to the stuff from last night, tonight is awesome. I'm sorry. Tonight is truly, truly awesome. The Yankees are playing the Astros. The Mets are playing the Minnesota Twins. It is the final night of the NBA regular season. If you are into seeding battles in the Western Conference, then tonight's the night for you. Basically, every seed outside of one and I think five are on the line tonight out West. You've got one last playoff spot on the line in the East, and the Knicks are right in the middle of it because they control the cards here with their game against the Detroit Pistons. If the Knicks beat the Pistons, it gives the Charlotte Hornets an opportunity to scoop up the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. If they don't beat the Pistons, well, then the Detroit Pistons will officially limp their way into the NBA playoffs. The Nets are trying to lock down the sixth seed, which would secure a date against Philadelphia. But the main event of the evening occurs on Long Island as the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins of back-to-back cups from a few years ago, of the biggest name in hockey in Sidney Crosby, of all the star power they bring, they've got a date on Long Island for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. And for the first time since 1980, freaking eight, the New York Islanders open a postseason series at home. Tonight is a sports night. Remember those days in February? Oh, there's nothing going on. Ba, 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 ba. What can I watch? Tonight, it's what are you not going to watch? Because tonight is truly a great sports night. We'll start, though, with last night. Jacob DeGrom got beat up. I'll get to that in a little bit. We'll start with the Yankees, who, for the second straight game against the Houston Astros, had a lead late, and they blew it. And you could talk about all the mistakes the Yankees made last night, and they made plenty. Clint Frazier's diving for two balls that he should have made the play on. None were errors, but I'll tell you this, if Brett Gardner's playing left field, he eats them both up. Gleyber Torres gave up on a relay, a potential relay throw home on the George Springer game-winning hit. Probably didn't matter because the Yankees lost anyway, but that was certainly a mistake. Austin Romine can't catch a ball behind home plate. Let's be honest about that. And at times I think Austin, and I think Austin Romine's a fine backup catcher. I do. He's a fine backup catcher. But I think at times last year, his spottiness behind the plate was overshadowed by Gary Sanchez's struggles. I don't exactly think Austin Romine is Mr. Automatic behind home plate. But the mistake to me that you can't live with, that is unacceptable, that if I'm Aaron Boone, I'm considering, and I know I can't because I've got no bench. I mean, unless I'm going to Michael Tauchman, I got no bench. But the Brett Gardner BS we saw in the third inning, that's unacceptable. And I don't want to hear, I thought it was foul. I wasn't sure. I didn't know what was going on. You have first and second, nobody out. I don't think any of us really had a big issue bunting. I could see the argument against it, because if he does lay down that bunt, even though it's early in this game, if you're Gerrit Cole, you could pitch around Aaron Judge and go bases loaded, one out against Luke Voit, and take your chances on a guy who's hitting under 200, even though Voit did hit a home run earlier in the game. So I don't mind the bunt. I can see the argument against it if you are afraid of giving it out away and potentially taking the bat out of the hands of Aaron Judge. But when you lay down that bunt, if you're Brett Gardner, you are a veteran. You've been in this league for more than a decade. You run to first base. You don't hand the Houston Astros the easiest double play in the world. And that obviously didn't cost the Yankees the game in particular. You could argue all of these things added up and cost the Yankees a game. But when that play happened in the third inning, and at the time, the Yankees were tied at one, and then the Astros promptly took the lead in the bottom of the third when my guy Jose Altuve hit another bomb of a home run. But that play felt like this meant the Yankees were going to lose. You know, sometimes that happens in a baseball game where there's such a bad play, it just jumps out at you, especially when you're facing a good team, and you think, they're going to win this game. Now, the Yankees had a chance, because in the sixth inning of this game, Gary Sanchez, who Yankee fans are starting to line up and apologize to, not Ernie Acosta, because he's always had faith in him, ropes the two RBI double to give him the lead. But you knew this wasn't going to be easy. Despite the Yankee bullpen being what we still think is the strength of this team, you had an idea going in. Adam Ottavino probably not going to be available. We'll see about Zach Britton. So the questions were still abound of, can they get this baseball to Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning on a day in which you probably knew going in you were going to go to the bullpen early? And that certainly turned out to be the case with Jonathan Loaisiga. And I'm telling you, I'm going to say this again. And I know yesterday's easy to say this, but I said this after his last start. Everything about him makes me think he's a reliever long term. Everything. Just look at this. Forget the results, because the results are obvious. Look at this stuff. Look at the command between the first inning and the third inning. Guy's a different pitcher. He starts this game off in the top of the first inning, striking out the side against arguably the Astros' three best hitters in Springer, Altuve, and Bregman. And then he was wild in the second inning. He gives up that leadoff double to Brantley. He issues a wild pitch. Got a little unlucky with the Josh Reddick infield single. Tony Kemp just missed one to end the inning. He got fortunate there. He gives up the home run to Altuve in the third inning. But he does reek of a guy who I think long-term his future is in the bullpen. But I think right now, even with CC Sabathia coming back and Loaisiga actually going down to the minor leagues, I think they view him with the way this team is built as being more important as a guy that can step in and make a start here and there. But he only gave him three innings. And I had no problem with Aaron Boone taking him out. I know he only gave up two runs, but the pitch count was up there. He was laboring over those two innings. And I think that Boone knew, let me get to Tarpley. Let me steal an inning out of him. Hopefully Sessa can give me a few outs. I got Jonathan Holder. I have Chad Green, but I'm probably not going to have Adam Ottavino and Zach Britton. And the Yankee bullpen, for the most part, after Loaisiga came out, did a pretty good job. I mean, Stephen Tarpley got through a clean fourth inning. Luis Sessa put himself into trouble in the fifth inning. Remember, he put the first two guys on base in that fifth inning, and he was able to get out of it. Jonathan Holder came in and got a big out in the sixth inning. But as this game went on, we go to the seventh now, asking for more outs from Jonathan Holder. Gets the first two guys out, gives up that double to Bregman, gives up the double to Michael Brantley. You want to tell me it was one batter too long? You know what? Maybe it was, but Chad Green, the next man up, has not been effective. Chad Green hasn't been good, and even though we saw Canely last night, and maybe Canely is working his way back into the circle of trust with Aaron Boone, he's right now not really in that circle of trust. He's not the Tommy Canely from 2 years ago that you feel good about giving the baseball to in a close game. He was forced to last night, mainly because Chad Green was awful in the eighth inning. And Chad Green has been a very good to top reliever for 2 years. In the early going this year, he hasn't been the same guy. So what's frustrating, if you're a Yankee fan, is not that you beat up Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander over these two games, but you did a fairly good job against them. You had leads late, and the bullpen, for a variety of reasons and with a variety of different arms, going back to game one with Zach Britton and Adam Ottavino, and obviously last night really about Chad Green, a little bit about Jonathan Holder, they're unable to hold leads. and they can't touch the Astro bullpen. Rendon was locked in. Roberto Osuna was locked in. And the Yankees lose to the Houston Astros for the second straight game. But look, here's the obvious statement, because it's just obvious, but I'll say it. You can't make 18 mistakes when you're playing the Houston Astros. We all know that. When Clint Frazier can't hold on to a baseball in left field and he's diving all over the place, it's bad, it's frustrating, it's a physical error. They're going to happen. The errors you can't live with is when you play stupid baseball. And Brett Gardner played stupid baseball on that bunt. And that is, of all the mistakes that were made last night, and there were plenty, that's the mistake that jumps out at you. The other thing is to Chad Green. Chad Green can't get through the bottom of the order, and that's what set up the rally in the eighth inning. Now, think about it. Green came into the game to relieve Holder and got a big out. He got Correa to ground out to at least get out of that inning with the game still tied. He starts the eighth inning, and I get it. The bottom of the Astro order is not your typical bottom of the order when you're facing Julie Gurriel and Josh Reddick. Chirinos and Kemp, different story. He couldn't get these guys out. The back-to-back walks, and this is the thing that kills you. The back-to-back walks to Chirinos and Tony Kemp cannot happen. And obviously, that set up George Springer being the hero and the Astros winning this game. Now, the bigger thing is Luis Severino. The good news, he's not having some kind of surgical procedure that's going to end his season. The bad news, this just feels like it's going to be a lost season for Luis Severino. I'm sorry, that's just the reality of it. He's not going to pitch for 6 weeks. Then he's got to start throwing again, and it's back to square one. So if everything worked out well, if from here on out the breaks start to go Luis Severino's way, you're probably talking before, maybe a week or so before the All-Star break. And if you could sign for that right now, sign me up. I'm sure any Yankee fan would take that. But considering the way things have gone in spring training to this setback now with this strained lat, it just doesn't feel like it's happening. Now, I'm not ruling him out for the year, but here's what I would do with Luis Severino. And I think it's what Met fans are right now mentally doing with Yoenis Cespedes. You have to forget he exists. That's what you do sometimes with these injuries. Just forget about them. Because even if everything broke right, we're talking about the All-Star game, which would be a great addition. You'll hear the cliche. You know what cliche you're going to hear.
It's like making a trade. We didn't have to trade for Madison Bumgarner. We got Severino. We're making a trade.
And you know what? If Luis Severino is back on July 25th, I don't even know who they're playing that day, and he's back and he's effective, and he's Luis Severino from the first half of last year, then you're damn right it's like making a trade. May not be enough. Let's see how everyone else pitches. But sure, it'll feel like making a trade. But right now, if you're a Yankee fan, you can't rely on it. So it comes down to this. As we've talked about with these bats, as we've talked about with Clint Frazier, hey, Clint, take advantage of your opportunity. Took an 0-4-4 yesterday, but he did have one really hard hit ball in the fifth inning and a line drive right at the left fielder, if memory serves correct. Take advantage of your opportunity. Domingo Herman has that opportunity. Last night, Gio Gonzalez pitched in a minor league game and was dominant, right? So his first minor league game was a disaster. His second minor league game was dominant. What are you, seven innings, 10 strikeouts, six innings, 10 strikeouts, whatever it was. Didn't give up a run, something like that. He was great. And so Gio is making that bid to get back into this rotation. But right now, Domingo Herman, to his credit, has earned more opportunities in this Yankee rotation. Said this yesterday about Masahiro Tanaka. Ever since his first half of his first year in the United States in Major League Baseball, we haven't seen a great year from Tanaka. We've seen good years, and we've seen him step up his game in the postseason. If there was ever a year for a great year, for a career regular season from Masahiro Tanaka, here it is. James Paxton. James Paxton's pitching tonight. James Paxton is trying to prove he can make 30 starts. He's trying to prove he can throw 200 innings. He's got electric stuff. We know what he's capable of. If you saw him just a handful of times in Seattle, you know how good this guy can be. Opportunity for James Paxton. For Jay Happ, he's just got to be solid. He hasn't been solid for the first few starts of the year. It's early. You can't panic. But it's an opportunity for Jay Happ to be Jay Happ. Same thing with CC Sabathia. But for Herman, it's about proving this guy can get the baseball every 5 days and be a reliable starter. for Tanaka, it's the chance to finally have that great dominant year in Major League Baseball. And for Paxton, it's a chance to make 30 starts and prove he can be dominant for a full year. So the news stinks. Look, the Severino news yesterday wasn't good. It could have been worse, sure. Of course, it always could be worse. With anything in life, it could be worse. But it ain't good. You have to forget about him, and it's about guys stepping up. Speaking of stepping up, hey, Noah Syndergaard, time to step up. Because last night, I'll get into it more later, Jacob DeGrom was human. He was bound to have one of these bad performances. And considering how bad the Mets starting pitching has been over the last two starts, and even third start, when you go back to Matt's only going five, he was good, he only went five, and how bad this bullpen is, if there was a night for Noah Syndergaard to pitch like the ace he thinks he is, and the ace that the Mets think he is, or that he can be, tonight's the night. Opportunity. Tonight for Noah Syndergaard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.